This is Artist Eyes Teaching Heart, part of an archive broadcast, The Nature of Things, originally aired on August 25th, 1988.
I'm not sure whether I look at things more nearly with the instincts of the teacher or the artist. Being honest, I'd have to admit that I probably bring more real artistry to my teaching than to my painting. My love for the subject is never quite as clear to others in my paintings as it is in my teaching. I've come to realize that over time. Still, when I observe and report about things, I try to employ those impressions that impact on whatever part of my brain stores images appropriate to the artist and the teacher. A year or two ago, I did a spot in which I espoused the thought that spring light is special to me. I couldn't say why. Within a week, an earth scientist pointed out to me that I didn't have to apologize for being unscientific, because after all, spring light is different, both in quality and duration. Well, my artist's eyes and my teacher's heart are looking at the light of spring again and seeing something special to report about. One obvious thing is the emergence of the willow trees from the background of the still drab hardwood forest. Old gold stands out against charcoal gray in any season, but the golden light of spring magnifies it. Look for it next time you're driving the back roads, going along at the philosopher's speed. That's under the prevailing speed limit for those who have forgotten. Every willow has a golden halo in the bright spring sunshine. Every red maple shines like silver, topped with a rosy glow. But look again at those dull gray hardwoods with the artist's eye, and notice a hint of warmth that wasn't there at Christmas time, but will continue to grow for the perceptive ones through May Day and beyond until a veil of palest, most delicate green emerges to replace it. If you approach the woodlot and analyze it at close range, you'll find the twigs and swelling buds of red maple, the shiny maroon buds and twigs of basswood, and other reddish components that provide the warmth. The logical question might be, why aren't these things apparent at Christmas time? I don't really know the answer to that, but I do know that as spring emerges, the hardwood forest presents an ever-changing tapestry that could challenge the artist weekly or even daily. It is a phenomenon of surpassing beauty, which all too few people ever notice. Let me tell you, who haven't already discovered it, how to find this masterpiece at its best. First, you'll never discover it looking toward the sun, for its main secret is truly in reflected light. Another thing is that the height of the sun in the sky is important in defining the picture. This suggests that the picture fades somewhat on a cloudy day, and that's true. But a day of broken cumulus or stratocumulus clouds can produce a fantastic effect. Then you can sit in one place and watch the willows and the red maples jump out or recede as the shadows of the clouds play over the landscape. So, if you want to see what I'm talking about, find a quiet road where the philosopher's speed won't get you into trouble. North-south roads are good, as long as you're heading north at noon. East-west roads are good, too, but only if you're heading west in the early morning hours or east in the late afternoon. Toward noon, you can drive in either direction, but you'll want to glance northward with frequency. Now, what is it you're supposed to look for? It will all become abundantly clear if you glance first to sunward, noticing the uniform charcoal hues of the shadowed woodlands. Now glance away from the sun to catch the reflected light. What a transformation. Myriad subtle hues and interesting patterns emerge. The light grays, the browns, and the silvers produce a pleasing composition. The crowns of the trees emit subtle warm glows, the rosy ones of maple, basswood, some of the cherries and oaks, the warm browns of the rest of the oaks, the cherries, the beech, and the elm. If the woodlot contained only one species, it would hardly be worth the time and the energy required to find it. But few woodlots are like that. Instead, the varied species nicely juxtapose to produce delightful feasts of subdued colors. I have a couple of favored woodlots located on drumlins to the east or west of Route 176 and its extension, Oswego County Route 7. Heading northward of a sunny morning in March, April, or May, I monitor the emergence of spring as it is reflected back to me by the trees. The effect is heightened weakly as the buds swell and slowly open. Then the woods are suffused with the dusty yellow of maple blossoms, the pure white of shadbush and wild cherry. I don't think that any of this is exaggeration. and I do think it's worth your effort to set aside some time to view the artistry of the woodlot. That's all I have for this week. This is John Weeks saying thanks for listening. Tune in next week, and keep it natural.